trying to get myself back into a flow, back into a rhythm, get my legs up under. It wasn't too much that I couldn't do. I just, did the most that I could. You know, I'm still attending some spots, but, you know, I'm getting treatment every day and working.
What do you understand about what the injury is? Do you know what grade it is? A hamstring strain?
All I know is it's a hamstring injury. Feels like any other pull. So I'm just trying to work through it, work the knot out, and get it up out of there.
Can you play Sunday?
I don't know. I don't know. It's too early to say.
Could you play today if the game is today?
Unfortunately, we don't play on Tuesday, so I don't have to bust my brain on that one.
Does it feel better than Sunday? I mean, do you feel like you're
better? Hey, we did.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that one.
Joe Webb's still talking about it. Now, do you feel better than Sunday? I mean, do you feel better?
I feel a lot better than I did on Sunday. Sunday, it was kind of agonizing. It was tough. It was hard to deal with. I'm glad that I'm where I'm at today.
So, Mike, how deep in the week can you go with this uncertainty?
I don't know. Right now, I got a good understanding of the game plan and what we want to do. The thing is to try to physically get myself back into a position where I can go out there and do everything that I know I'm capable of doing.
Were you surprised at all that you were able to do what you were able to do today?
Yeah, I was very surprised. I mean, to be able to go out and still move around, throw the football and throw it with some velocity and to be able to move the way I was able to. I was surprising, but, just got to keep working.
Are they treating it any differently than any other hams you've had in this career?
No, I haven't had too many hamstring injuries, this is, I think, my second one. So I'm just, I'm just trying to put myself in a position where I can get back on the field. All of them, I came back pretty quick.
You said you had one before that kept you out of game, right? Do you remember when that was, by any chance?
I can't remember. I think I was in Atlanta. But I was a little younger, too.
Balance, obviously you want to be back out there as soon as possible, but you also want to don't do anything to put yourself at risk and hurt the team. How do you kind of balance that?
Yeah, that's the thing. You just don't want to put yourself in a position where you can't get back out there for 2 or 3 weeks. So, we're playing it smart. Coaches told me to come out and do whatever I could. I came out, threw the ball. Just got a feel for what I could do. I know my body better than anybody else. But you don't want to strain it. You don't want to do anything to make the position even worse.
I know you more guys. You really badly said you want to play 16 games this year. So as you get closer to the end of the week, is this going to have to be? Do you have to fight your mentality about that?
Yeah, I mean, I do it. The thing I just wanted to do for this football team is be accountable and be there for them every week. And it's kind of disheartening when you can't be out there, and playing. But the good thing is we got a good backup. Who will be able to step in and do a great job with this team. And we got a lot of players who believe in themselves and each other, so that'll take us a long way.
Given your situation,
what kind of jumps out at you about them, that defense?
Well, the defense is very athletic and very talented. They put themselves in positions to make plays. And, you look at the games that they've lost, all the games they lost, they it wasn't by a wide margin. It was very close, and you really have to be on your A game.
Do you worry? You're here on a 1-year deal. If you sat out a game or 2 games or 3 games and Nick played well, do you worry about that? Is that an impetus to you to try to play?
No, I can't worry about that. I hope Nick plays well. That's my teammate, a great friend of mine, somebody I root for, whether it's now or down the road. So, like you said, I mean, I just got to take it one day at a time and continue to enjoy football every day.
Right, thanks for that.